This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty, the big story in the dairy industry last week was not the avoidance of the government shutdown or the removal of Kevin McCarthy as speaker. It was a butter price that kept setting new record highs, but also sets the stage for a tremendous downfall.
Yeah, it's been a wild run, hasn't it? Butter has certainly moved up a lot in the last month, and we had dairy products report come out last week. 140 million pounds of butter were turned out in August, which is a pretty low figure for the month. On top of that, when we look at cold storage stocks, that was released a couple weeks ago, inventories are at 289 million pounds. And when we look at the drawdown in those stocks since May, it's the biggest drawdown since 1993.
So there is some justification for the price being where it's at, is what you're saying.
Yes, things have moved, I think, much more quickly than anybody expected, and it's all on this fundamental data.
But we're seeing the downfall in cheese.
We definitely are seeing a downfall in cheese. Production was slower in August. We saw that, but it just seems like demand is not there for cheese right now, particularly cheddar. We may have overcorrected a bit to the downside, and I think there's some room to move a bit higher in light of the weaker August production. But it certainly seems like demand just isn't as strong as it has been.
Well, looking at Class 3 futures prices, there's not a lot to write home about there. They're improving, but still far below the cost of production, are they not?
They certainly are, and it's been interesting to watch the two complexes, Class 3 and Class 4, diverge. When we look at the butter price right now, like we talked about, super high, you know, at some points last week was twice the price of cheese, which I don't know that that's ever happened before. And then in the Class 3 complex, it just seems like demand is real off, and that's driving things lower there.
Well, enough to keep us preoccupied and keep our eyes on the market. Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
I'm John Clark for FeedWorks USA. Today we have a very special guest, the 76th Alice in Dairyland.
My name is Ashley Hagenow. I have the honor of serving Wisconsin as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. Back in January, I submitted an application. From that initial application, I was selected for a preliminary interview at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's office. And after that interview in February, I was selected as a top 6 candidate. There were 6 of us young ladies who were vying for the role of the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And from the middle of March until the middle of May, we underwent trainings on Wisconsin agriculture, completed assignments, all leading up to the 76th Alice in Dairyland finals that took place in Walworth County, Wisconsin, more specifically in Lake Geneva, where we toured local agribusinesses. We had the chance to practice skills with media, presenting final speeches, and ultimately, all of those components put together, I was selected as the 76th Alice to serve the state of Wisconsin. Many happy tears were shed, and really just out of so much respect for this program, the love I have for Alice in Dairyland and Wisconsin agriculture. Alice in Dairyland is a full-time public relations professional for Wisconsin's agricultural industry. I am a state employee through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and I serve in this role for 1 year. So I was selected May 13th of 2023, and I officially started my year of service July 5th of this year. I will travel across the state of Wisconsin and already have been in the next year promoting Wisconsin's $104.8 billion agricultural industry, of which our agricultural industry is so diverse.
Where can people find you? Because I think you do a couple of social media type things. I'm being facetious, of course.
If you would like to follow along with Alice in Dairyland, I encourage you to follow us, Alice in Dairyland, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And if you'd like to learn more about Alice in Dairyland, you can visit our website, aliceindairyland.com. Our website has great resources for the history of Alice in Dairyland, some current initiatives with the Alice program. And if you'd like to request Alice at an upcoming event, we can do some virtual events too. Be sure to visit us.
Ashley Hagenow, the 76th Alice in Dairyland. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you again, John.
I'm John Clark for FeedWorks USA.
Dairy Radio Now,